All completely legal. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. James Holmes, the accused movie theater shooter, provided one of the spookier court appearances we've seen. Orange hair, bug-eyed stare. To think he was legally armed, that he broke no firearm law until the moment he entered that theater, which, as it turns out, prohibits weapons, has some people hoping this will finally lead to tighter gun control. But it won't. Had he been an Al-Qaeda terrorist, yes. But since he wasn't, we're just going to buy bigger guns than his. Glenn Rotkovich runs the gun range, where Holmes once inquired about getting training, although he never followed up. And he told us a good guy with the right gun could have stopped the massacre despite the body armor.
If you got hit with a reasonable-sized caliber gun with body armor on, it would be very similar to me taking a baseball bat and swinging and catching you in the chest.
So your recommendation to the theater, then, would be to lift the restriction on carrying guns there?
Yes. That's why I don't go to that theater.
So that's one approach. Or maybe we'll figure this guy out. Because he didn't kill himself, and he was a student of the mind. ABC aired this video of him addressing a seminar in computational neurobiology at Miramar College. He refers to a mentor who shares his interest in the tricks the mind can play on itself.
He also studies subjective experience, which is what takes place inside the mind, as opposed to the external world. I've carried on his work.
Maybe that's the breakthrough we've been waiting for. An accused murderer who was actually studying how the human mind creates its own world, and whose own mind is now Exhibit A. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.